105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Two problems on Metro's Red Line this morning impacting your commute. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, where are those problems on Metro this morning?
Well, unfortunately, these issues, they don't need to be dealing with the big delays for commuters. One is outside of Medical Center with an arcing insulator and a power cable problem, and one outside of Woodley Park on the tracks. Problems with the tracks, and we'll have more coming up in traffic.
An Egyptian forensic official says human remains retrieved from the Egyptair 804 crash site point to an explosion aboard the plane. But Egyptian authorities deny Greek reports of the plane swerved before it went down. Meanwhile, the search effort remains very frustrating as a French vessel has now joined the search.
What the French authorities here are guiding is that they're not able to use their submarine and the acoustic detectors yet. Why? Because they say they still have to narrow and refine the area of search. They're still looking for debris. Once they've done that, then they can deploy the submarine, then they can deploy the acoustic detectors.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. Virginia's governor is under federal investigation. Terry McAuliffe is said to be under scrutiny by the FBI over questionable campaign contributions. This all comes amid ongoing efforts to reform Virginia's campaign finance laws.
After the arrest and conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, Governor Terry McAuliffe said that campaign ethics would be a top priority. Now, a donation from a Chinese businessman has the FBI taking a closer look at McAuliffe. Quentin Kidd is a political science professor at Christopher Newport University.
If there is a crime or if there's an allegation of a crime, it suggests that the way money and politics mix together in Virginia simply is a bad recipe.
McAuliffe is scheduled to be in Alexandria this morning. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hillary Clinton has assumed the role of presumptive nominee but can't shake Bernie Sanders.
The Clinton campaign has announced that they will not participate in a debate before the California primary in 2 weeks, a debate that Bernie Sanders has signed on to, and this is something that he brought up here at his rally in Santa Monica.
I think it is a little bit insulting to the people of California, our largest state, that she is not prepared to have a discussion with me.
And the Clinton campaign, clearly turning their focus towards the general election again, says that they believe that their time right now is being better spent campaigning, talking to voters, and preparing for the general fight ahead.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati, meanwhile, the presumptive GOP nominee, held a private meeting yesterday with Tennessee Senator Bob Corker.
Donald Trump and Corker met to speak about foreign policy, and Corker brushed aside any suggestion that they may have been talking about something else, perhaps the Veep stakes.
I have no reason whatsoever to believe that I'm being considered for a position like that. You know, I'll say that until I'm blue in my face.
Now, even though Senator Corker says he has no reason to believe that he is in the running for Trump's VP, it's still early and there are many possibilities. And a number of Trump allies tell me that Corker is the kind of candidate who could add a little gravitas, especially on foreign policy, to the Trump ticket.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. The outlook for the further prosecution of police officers involved in Freddie Gray's death in Baltimore does not look very bright now, according to courtroom observers.
NAACP Baltimore President Tessa Hill Aston's holding out hope after Judge Barry Williams' comments.
It appears to me he made reference to Miller and the van driver, Goodson, so we'll see when their trial comes, because it seems like they're the ones that everything points to.
But legal analysts like J. Wendell Gordon.
I think that this case really gutted the remaining cases.
Thinks that may be less likely.
This acquittal is telling for everything to come in the future. I think that they carry a heavy burden as these cases go forward.
The next case is set to start in 2 weeks, though the prosecution is likely to ask for a different judge. Outside Courthouse East in Baltimore, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,493, the NASDAQ at 4766. Sports, Gio Gonzalez suffers his worst start of the season as the Nats lose to the Mets. The O's were idle. They're in Houston tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
What keeps you up at night? Is it this?
And the market took a beating for the third straight day.
How about this?
Hey, Dad, I can't find a job. You cool if I crash here for a year or two?
Or maybe this.
Welcome back to work. Couldn't make that retirement money last, huh?
Whatever it is, isn't it time to wake up and put a plan in place for your retirement? Connect with the Mutual Fund Store and schedule a free portfolio review. Our advisors are here to help. We'll talk you through times of market uncertainty. We'll help you prepare for future financial situations. And we'll tell you what you need to save so you can retire and stay retired. With us in your corner, you'll have the plan you need to help reach your retirement goals. So now, what's left to keep you up at night? Oh, right, that. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule a free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start with the Metro Rail problems, and they started early this morning in the rush hour on the Red Line with a problem outside of Medical Center with arcing insulator and a power cable issue. So they've been single tracking between Grosvenor and Friendship Heights. Our second problem of the morning outside of Woodley Park, track issues, and they're single tracking there between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. They're saying at least extra 30 minutes to your normal commute and overcrowding on the trains as well. In addition, at the Bethesda station, outbound trains are being bypassed. Station is only for inbound trains right now to try to alleviate some of these big delays. Out to the roads we go. 66. Boy, that has been a trouble spot too. Eastbound before the Beltway, they still have that right side blocked with the crash. Delays out of Manassas. They're waiting for an additional tow truck on the inner loop north of the toll road for the accident. Maryland, 270. Here we go. We're trying to get through Germantown into Gaithersburg, but the crash slowing us. Southbound 270 before you get to 370. Stay to the right to get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The gray sky sticking with us. Some patchy fog and a shower too possible this morning. Most of it east and north. This afternoon, mostly sunny. How about that? 82 degrees. Tonight, clear 62. Sunny and warm tomorrow, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 56 in Burke, 63 in Frederick, 65 degrees in Washington. Could a cyber attack bring down an entire bank? The answer is yes. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
The time is 8:07. You're listening to WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, it's our weekly check-in with Larry Kudlow. We'll see how he's doing rewriting Trump's tax plan, won't we? I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us down the line is Gordon Chang, Daily Beast columnist, foreign policy analyst, author of The Coming Collapse of China. As the president makes a trip to Asia, he's in Vietnam. He's going to go eventually to Japan and Hiroshima. All kinds of stuff happening on this trip that is interesting and controversial. Good morning to you, Gordon.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
All right. So the president goes to Vietnam, lifts an arms embargo, and this is aimed at sort of trying to counter China's influence in that particular part of the world. He also issues some statements that are very critical of China and their claim that because they've made some islands out in the South China Sea, that they can extend their claim of sovereignty over a large portion of the South China Sea. There's a lot of going on here, and although he's not visiting China, a lot of this trip is aimed at sending a message to China.
Well, it certainly is, because the lifting of the arms embargo at this particular time is noteworthy, and Beijing has complained bitterly about it, saying the United States shouldn't harm China's interest or start a fire in the region. But the president did the right thing, because we are involved in the struggle of a generation, and we need all the friends we can get, and Vietnam wants to be a friend of the United States. So this is a partnership that can actually help preserve peace and stability in the region.
So this was a good move in your mind, but it irritates the Chinese.
Well, yeah, it irritates the Chinese, but, you know, they are acting extremely aggressively. And in one case, in 2012, they actually seized an island from the Philippines, which is an act of aggression. And, you know, the United States needs to react, because otherwise countries in the region are going to develop their own solutions. And those solutions could drag the region into war. So the United States, which is the only guarantor of peace and stability in the South China and East China Seas, needs to act, and working with Vietnam is a very important step.
But haven't China and Vietnam been longtime allies? Where is the aggression coming from here, and why aren't they getting along anymore?
Well, they are nominally allies, but for 600 or 700 years, they've been also adversaries. And China's aggressive moves in the South China Sea have not only been directed against American ally, the Philippines, but also against Vietnam. China has placed an oil rig in Vietnamese waters a couple years ago. It repeated that about a year ago. And there have been repeated clashes between Chinese and Philippine and Vietnamese vessels. Remember that these two countries, the last war China fought, last war Vietnam fought, the last war China fought was with Vietnam. And then the Vietnamese actually humbled the Chinese. This was 1979. You've got to remember that it was China's first string army that was beaten by Vietnam's third string.
Mm. But isn't it jarring for the American people to see the president shaking hands and making a deal over arms and military support with a bust of Ho Chi Minh looking over them? It's just a little jarring, isn't it?
It is extremely jarring. But then again, you got to remember that Vietnam veterans John Kerry, John McCain, and Bob Kerry have supported this reconciliation. That's important. They've given cover to the president. And this has been, I think, a bipartisan initiative. So in many ways, this is jarring emotionally, psychologically, but it is necessary.
All right, so this claim by the Chinese about the islands and the South China Sea, and the fact that the president actually called them out on that while he was in Vietnam, is that important?
Yes, because too often, and this is a bipartisan failure, too often American presidents have not been willing to call out the Chinese in public. Now, President Obama did soften it by saying that the lifting of the arms embargo was not directed against any third country, but nobody really believes that. And so at this point, the president is making some rhetorical advances, but is not going far enough, because the Chinese sort of test our will. You know, they realize that they're not as strong as the United States, but they don't think that that matters. They think what matters is will, and therefore they are willing to do some things that are not only provocative but belligerent, because they believe the United States, lacking will not respond.
Well, that belligerence has been troubling because, I mean, their jets have now been aggressively intercepting our jets and our aircraft. We tried to sail some ships through areas that they say are now their territorial waters. We reject that claim, but they're apoplectic about it.
Well, they certainly are. You know, if the United States has had any consistent foreign policy over the course of two centuries, it has been the defense of the global commons. And that's what we're doing with these freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, because China's view is that international water actually is China's, and they claim somewhere between 85% to 90% of it. That's a problem, because if they are able to do that, other countries around the world will then try to close off other parts of the water and airspace. And, you know, that is the backbone of the infrastructure that has created peace and prosperity for the world since the end of the Second World War. It has been our defense of freedom of navigation that has kept the peace and has permitted prosperity, not only for Americans, but for others as well.
Our guest is Gordon Chang of the Daily Beast. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, Gordon G. Chang. And, Gordon, the president's trip will take him to Japan and, as has been discussed quite a bit, a visit to Hiroshima. And I'm reading from Japan Today. There is a group representing Japanese survivors of the atomic bombings at Hiroshima and Nagasaki who want President Obama to hear their stories and apologize. The president said he will visit, but he's not going to apologize. But by visiting, is he not opening up this potential diplomatic problem that, you know, if you're going to come, why not apologize? And maybe he shouldn't come at all. What do you say?
That's extremely complex. I think that the president should go to Hiroshima, but he should not apologize, because the atomic bombings did save lives, probably millions of lives, not only Americans, but Japanese as well. You know, the president doesn't need to apologize. All he needs to go is to go there, And actually talk about the world going forward, which is what he plans to do. I think that that's actually the right thing. The Japanese, most Japanese people will think that that is a friendly gesture. And right now, the United States and Japan are close allies. They're, the Japanese are the targets of the Chinese in the East China Sea. And the Chinese are trying to take islands away from the Japanese. This is another sore point, a trouble point in Asia. And the United States needs to stand with its Japanese allies. The president's trip, I think, is absolutely the right thing, and it sets the right tone.
Finally, real fast, Gordon Chang, I get a sense from listening to you, and you're a great guest on our colleague John Batchelor's show on a regular basis, as well as our shows, and we appreciate that here on WMAL. I get the sense that anything that upsets and angers the hierarchy in China's corrupt economic system is generally a good thing in your mind. So what do you make of Donald Trump coming out so full bore against our trade policies with China right now and basically saying China's cheating, and when he's president, he's going to call them out? What's the reaction over there?
Well, the Chinese don't like Trump. They also don't like Secretary Clinton. You know, we shouldn't go out to anger the Chinese, but what we need to do is defend our values. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that naturally upsets the Chinese, and there's just no way around it.
All right. Listen, Gordon Chang, thank you so much for helping us understand this very complicated trip. It has so many controversial elements to it. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound, just at a crawl here to get by the crash. As you come out of Germantown, Gaithersburg, the accident is southbound before you get to 370. Stay to the right to get by. Also, Virginia, we're still with the crash. Eastbound on 66 before the Beltway, along the right side with a continuous backup coming through Manassas. I'm checking out 50 through Fairfax. Not picking up too much extra volume, but look for that to be picking up some of the alternate delays there. On the toll road, as you merge from the toll road inbound onto the inner loop of the Beltway, you have to get past the crash. It was along the left side before you get to the Georgetown Pike. Heading into town, inbound on the Suitland Parkway after Branch Avenue, reports of a crash. In on the 11th Street Bridge, slowing 295 each direction to head toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. And again, Metro Rail, single tracking in two areas between Grosvenor and Friendship Heights on the Red Line and Van Ness and DuPont Circle on the Red Line. They're having track issues, delays, and overcrowding, so plan for that. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for actually really nice weather for a few days. I think we're finally through the worst of it. All the rain seems to be clearing out for a number of days. High today, 82. Tonight, 62. Tomorrow, all the way through Saturday and Sunday, temperatures in the upper to mid-80s. And sunshine every day except Sunday. That's right. A little clouds on Sunday, but still warm temperatures. Currently in the nation's capital, 62 degrees, 817 on WMAL.
You know that Jeopardy was in town,
right?
And apparently, Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, D.C. made an appearance, and it's got a showbiz aspect to it as well. Here's Alex Trebek and the mayor.
This is our last final Jeopardy category of the week, and I'm feeling a little tired, so I think I need some help. No. Would you all join me, please, in welcoming the person who will deliver the clue? Your mayor, Muriel Bowser.
There you go. Oh, they love it.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, clearly... Council Chairman Phil Mendelson wasn't there, calling her a liar.
Now the clue.
Here we go.
In 1790, a deal made Washington the nation's capital. The room where it happened was at Jefferson's house, and the negotiators included Madison and this cabinet member. You have 30 seconds. Good luck.
There you go. What's the answer? Do you know the answer?
I don't know.
You know, she gave a hint there. She gave a clue. Because she said, the room where it happened. The room where it happened.
Hmm.
Well, that's a song from the hit Broadway musical Hamilton.
Only you would know that.
No, all of them knew it, in fact. Alexander Hamilton.
Melissa, we come to you first. You were in third place with 5,000. You wrote down Alexander Hamilton.
See, they knew Alexander Hamilton. There you go. Yeah, that's how Washington became the capital. They traded away the Alexander Hamilton's financial scheme there that made New York the financial center of the country. You're bored with this. This is American history for crying out loud.
I know it is. I just, you know, the Hamilton thing, I'm getting a little weary of it.
No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened.
I mean, he was a great American.
All right, so you're bored with Broadway. Let's move on.
I'm bored with this all right. Mania.
All right. Well, hey, listen, I listen and I move on. So, in more entertainment news, Broadway's attendance soared this year.
Oh, no.
That's right. Mostly thanks to the musical Hamilton, driving Broadway box office receipts. The season is over now. Get ready for the Tony Awards, where Hamilton will clean it up. All right, fine. I'll move on away from Broadway.
Okay, thanks.
Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the
Broadway's Idina Menzel, the star of Disney's Frozen, has chimed in on the controversial Twitter hashtag campaign called Give Elsa a Girlfriend. Sorry, I can't talk over this part. Ooh, I just did. All right. Give Elsa a Girlfriend, which suggests that Disney should give Elsa, the star that Idina Menzel voices in the songs, a girlfriend and have her be a same-sex kind of love interest there in the Frozen sequel.
Why do we have to go?
So she's been asked about it, and she said, well, I think it's great that she's stirring it up, she said, of Frozen. And then she said that she's stirring it up. She's talking about her character, Elsa. Said, Disney's just got to contend with that. I'll let them figure that out. So she's saying somewhat judicious about it, but in general, she's saying that it's a great idea that this campaign is going on.
Okay.
All right. Meanwhile, in other pop diva news.
Oh, there's more.
There's a fire.
Oh, I like it there.
All right. This is the only one. I couldn't pivot into another Broadway story, but it is another pop diva, Adele. This is, of course, from her first huge superstar movie.
I wonder what the percentage of Broadway stories are compared to other news broadcasts.
Who cares?
I'm just saying.
This is where Washington
comes to talk. We seem to have a lot of them.
Is that better now? We're purging. Adele has just signed a brand new record deal with Sony Music. Now, of course, she is a British pop star. And so they quote the figure in pounds, 90 million pounds, which translates to about $130 million. That is her record deal, and that is pretty amazing. Sony says, we've secured Adele, who's without a doubt the biggest music star in a generation.
Well, I think that's true.
And that is true. The deal is worked on by our Columbia label in the U.S., and it is worth 90 million pounds.
Wow.
That is pretty huge. And that gives Sony the rights to release her future music exclusively around the world.
Huh.
So that's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Contract is going to more than double Adele's estimated $85 million fortune that she already has. And she's going to be, and this, by the way, up until now, the biggest deal ever awarded to a woman in the music industry was to...
I don't know.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. Well, Whitney Houston. That makes sense, yeah.
She had, this is all in British pounds, £70 million to Arista back in 2001.
Well, that's a lot of dollars.
It sure is. It's a lot of pounds, too. Little Adele joke. 822 on WMAL.
Oh, man.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
In other Broadway news, if you're going up to New York to see a show, drive your brand new Chevy, Ford, or Lincoln from Ted Britt Automotive. They're the best dealership there in Northern Virginia and the whole area, really. They've been around for 57 years, almost as long as Phantom of the Opera, and their cars are absolutely fantastic, their deals are fantastic, and they stand by those deals with their great program called Ted Britt for Life. You know, anybody can sell you a car, but it takes a great automotive group like Ted Britt to step up and guarantee your car is always taken care of. That's right, every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. You could say Ted Britt cars are now and forever, but that would be the slogan for Cats the musical. So instead, let's just stick with Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence. By the way, check out Ted Britt's Memorial Day sales event. It's going on right now. Prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition. That's the best deals in the area. Over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Go ahead, schedule your next service with them or visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the brave men and women who've made America's armed forces second to none.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
It's now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a roundabout way we go, Maryland first on the Interloop jam to get you past 214 Central Avenue. It's the crash well beyond that before you get to Route 4. Watch for police at the scene there. And then we'll still have delays, though, not taking the pressure off of the trip to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. Inbound Suitland Parkway, I'm looking at those delays increasing from before Silver Hill Road to get past Branch Avenue. Crash there. Heading in Virginia, let's go on to 66 eastbound. Longstanding crash before the Beltway. They just are having a hard time getting this moved. Still waiting on another tow truck. And we have big delays coming out of Manassas this morning. Making our travels in, leaving Bailey's Crossroads, eastbound Columbia Pike, right near 4 Mile Run Drive for the crash. And better news on 270. I know you're in delays, but the crash, southbound 270 before 370, moved to the shoulder. Metrorail big delays this morning on the red line, single tracking in two areas, one between Friendship Heights and Grosvenor, and the second one between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll start to get better and better here as we go through today. Clouds this morning, passing showers possible. Not a bunch of rainfall, then plenty of sunshine by this afternoon, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
There is a giant orange thing in the sky. It is bright. And that, you may remember, is the sun. And the temperature right now, 64 degrees, 827 on WMAL. And the news that is not related to anything having to do with Broadway, the IRS chief, the commissioner of the IRS, will not be appearing at a House hearing today that is going to examine whether or not he should be impeached.
Hmm.
He's too busy. He's got a lot of things on his plate right now, you know.
Oh, yeah? Is he going to see a Broadway show?
Well, no, he's going. He's got a lot of recent travel. I don't think it was to Broadway. He must get ready for a second, which is unrelated, hearing. He says, and I'm just too busy to come. Some Republicans, of course, pushing for Koskinen's. His name is Koskinen, John Koskinen, because they feel like he's been a bad actor, and them trying to find out more about the Lois Lerner affair. Was the IRS wielded as a weapon, a political weapon by the Obama administration? You know, ironically, you may be surprised to know the Justice Department has found no evidence of any criminal behavior by the IRS. The Justice Department found no evidence of criminal behavior by the IRS, even though, you know, tapes got destroyed, things got lost. You know, a lot of things really seem very suspicious. But the Justice Department found no evidence of criminal behavior by the IRS. And then the Associated Press story goes a step further that says the election year impeachment effort seems unlikely to succeed.
That's right. Senator Orrin Hatch. Senator Orrin Hatch. Remember that name, Senator Orrin Hatch. He chairs the Finance Committee. He would be the one to take it up over there in the Senate. And he says that the House impeachment of Mr. Koskinen is dead on arrival. Aren't you glad you fought like hell 2 years ago to win the Senate majority so we can be in charge of the committees, and we can get Orrin Hatch saying, nope, John Koskinen is just fine right where he is.
Mm. 828 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5-2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Coming up in just a moment, Larry Kudlow will join us. It is now 8:30 in the nation's capital, and it is time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A difficult commute this morning for Metro Red Line riders thanks to two separate problems. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's the very latest?
Well, the latest, outside of Woodley Park, they're still dealing with the track problem. And outside of Medical Center, they started early with problems there with an arcing insulator and power cables. So they're still doing the investigation there. And I'll have more coming up on what they're doing with their trains and the delays to be expected.
This morning's Metro troubles come, ironically, the same day a House Transportation Subcommittee holds another hearing on fixing Metro. Metro's General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is among those scheduled to testify. The FBI and the Justice Department are said to be looking into questionable campaign contributions to Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. Fairfax Republican Delegate Tim Hugo says if the accusations are substantiated, this is going to affect the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, too.
It'll make it harder for him to make the argument for Hillary. It'll be harder for him to motivate his folks to turn out. And I think it also will turn our people out and make people say, this is another reason to not elect Hillary Clinton in November.
Hugo spoke last hour on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is all but ignoring Bernie Sanders as she steps up her attacks on Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton taking a new line of attack against Donald Trump. Her campaign painting Trump as a greedy billionaire. Clinton swiping at the presumptive nominee on multiple fronts before a union crowd Monday. All as the billionaire continues to hound Bill Clinton's past infidelity. The hostility spreading, with both candidates facing record-high negatives in the most recent polls.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly, a senior Egyptian forensics official, says the preliminary indications based on examination of recovered body parts is that an explosion ripped apart Egypt Air Flight 804. That official says that dozens of pieces brought to Cairo so far are small and that there isn't even a whole body part to examine. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,493. The Nasdaq at 4766. Sports, the Mets maul Gio Gonzalez and the Nationals. The Orioles have the night off. They open a road series against the Astros tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Wilson with something we can all believe in, and that's saving money. Right now, if you call Thompson Creek Window Company, you can lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, and save money. Plus, if you set an appointment for this Memorial Day weekend, that's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you'll save with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs replacement windows just for your home and our unique climate. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now to get Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. It's so big, they won't even let me tell you all the details here on the air. But remember, you need to make an appointment for this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The more you buy, the more you'll save. Hurry, these holiday weekend appointments are extremely limited. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now to make your appointment for this weekend. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by University of Maryland University College.
Designated by Congress, National Military Appreciation Month recognizes both the history and achievements made by our armed forces. This month allows Americans to reflect on the historical impact of our military and honor those who have made endless sacrifices affecting the foundation of our nation. This month is designed to focus on the multiple expressions of appreciation for those who have given their lives in defense of our freedom.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 commuters, get ready. It's been a busy morning, but finally the crash gone. Cleared from the right side of the roadway, eastbound 66, before you get to the Beltway, but massive delays continue here out of Manassas. It did back up continuously now, heading up through to the Beltway. Heading up on Columbia Pike, leaving Bailey's Crossroads, eastbound Columbia Pike near 4 Mile Run Drive. Police tell me that they've cleared that crash out of your travel lanes. We're jammed on the Maryland Beltway, accident blocking on the inner loop southbound before you get to Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Stay to the left to get by. It looks like they're still blocking two right lanes. Take you onto 270 southbound near 370, that crash to the shoulder. Metro Rail, here's the latest. Just a few moments ago, they made a statement that they're no longer single tracking at the Woodley Park station between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. So no longer single tracking there, but they've had delays of at least up to 30 minutes and overcrowding. They are still single tracking between Grosvenor and Friendship Heights due to an arcing insulator problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Finally going to kick this low away. We still have clouds and some patchy areas of fog this morning. Passing showers mean maybe a couple of swipes on the wipers for some of us. Most of us probably dry. This afternoon into the sunshine, 82. Tonight into the clearing, 62. On a Wednesday, mostly sunny, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Leesburg, 63 in Hyattsville, 65 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us now on the line, he is CNBC senior contributor. He is host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. He is, of course, the aforementioned Larry Kudlow. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning.
All right, so, I mean, I was just sort of looking at all of the headlines today, and I sort of came to this conclusion. Who would have thought a month ago that if you talk about disarray in politics, that we'd be talking about Democrats and not Republicans?
Well, it's a good point. It's a very interesting point. Hillary can't put Sanders away. Sanders is causing a lot of trouble inside the Democratic Party, meaning he's not going to just give it up the way you might expect the candidate to give it up, since that candidate has no chance of winning the nomination. And Sanders has an agenda. You know, it's a far-left big government. He calls it socialist-type agenda. What really interests me, though, in all this, or if I step back and I look at the overview of the whole scene, we know the economy is poor, wages are poor, and businesses are not investing, and employment is rising, but participation is low. We know the economy is the number one issue. Every single poll shows that. Would you fellas tell me what Hillary's message is on the economy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
What is it?
I don't know.
She talks about raising taxes.
Yeah.
She talks about regulations. She talks about decimating the energy industry, including fracking. She talks about a complete government takeover of health care. In other words, she is dealing with ideological left-wing issues to beat Bernie Sanders. She has no national economic growth message. None. Nada.
Well,
and Donald Trump is developing a pretty powerful one. So she's in a heap of trouble.
The best she could come up with is, I'm going to let Bill handle the economy, which has opens up a whole bunch of problems for her. But that might resonate with people who are 40 years or older and remember how things were during the 90s. Will that stick at all?
I think there are 7 or 8 people that will buy into that. Okay, that's my hunch.
Yeah.
But look, Bill Clinton's not running for president. And it's like this vice presidential discussion that Mr. Trump is having. People vote for the president. They don't vote for the vice president. They don't vote for the nominee's husband. They vote for the nominee or not. She has shown no economic aptitude whatsoever.
Well, and listen, let's get back to Mr. Trump, because you are now on the team, along with your friend and our friend as well, guest on this show, Stephen Moore, in refining Donald Trump's tax plan. What exactly are you doing there? We talked to Stephen Moore last week about it, and I don't understand why, you know, it seems like the Trump campaign is already conceding this suggestion that his original tax plan cost too much. What does that even mean? Forget that. You're a pro-growth guy, Larry. Shouldn't we just keep his tax plan the way it was?
I hope Steve didn't give you any details. I'm going to have to talk to him about that, because mom's the word. Look, all we're doing as informal advisors and members of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, these are tweaks, and we want to add some pro-growth features, and we want to reduce the deficit estimates, which, you know, I'm not losing sleep over it. But
yeah, well, that's the thing. Why not wait until, you know, after the Democrats in the Senate, in the Trump administration, say, hey, we're not going to let you have this tax plan because of the cost of the deficit? Why concede that ground now?
I'm not sure I understand. We're fighting a general election here, so you got to put your cards on the table. Policies will be scrutinized, and I think
and you think it's politically untenable to have a tax plan that, quote-unquote, costs too much and will make too big a deficit?
I don't think it's optimal. You know, I've been through this so many times. Years ago with Ronald Reagan, who had similar across-the-board tax cuts to Trump. I mean, Trump's stuff is just like Reagan. Lower marginal tax rates, broaden the base and the loopholes, create a simpler code. It's identical, okay? So you used to have this argument, the Washington Post and the New York Times. The Democratic Party has never met a tax cut it ever liked, and all they do is argue deficits. So take a look at Mr. Obama's deficit record. Is that what you'd call stellar?
Exactly.
I mean, what they do is spend, and they use the deficit argument to avoid pro-growth tax cuts. That's not the issue. We can look. I've been involved in a number of budgets in my time under Reagan, and advised on a number of budgets since then. You do the best you can on the numbers. The numbers don't drive the policy. The policy drives the policy. So Trump is saying to small business people and large ones for that matter, I'm going to knock your tax down to 15%, lowest in the world. Okay, and he's saying to individuals, I'm going to knock your tax down to somewhere around 15, 25, 28% for middle-income people. That's a huge improvement. And he's going to end a whole bunch of loopholes, credits, deductions that really are not necessary with tax reform and do smack of a certain K Street cronyism. Those are the key points. We're going to try. Deregulation is another key point. You're going to hear an energy speech from the candidate in the next week or so. That's another key point. But here's my key point.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pro-growth measures, every single one of them. Mrs. Clinton is Dr. No. All she wants is redistribution, and she wants to fight inequality. That's not what's on the public's mind. When you look at the exit polls in both political parties, especially GOP, but also Democrats, inequality is way down the list.
All right,
jobs, economy, even health care, the Democratic side. Where's inequality? Mm. People want a job. They want a higher paying job. So it's not about the numbers per se. And yes, we are helping out. We're just helping out informally on this.
Right.
But I don't see how Hillary wins. I'm not surprised she's lost 30 points in the polls. She has no economic recovery message. It's the main issue of our time, plus terrorism. So gee whiz, where's she at?
All right, so we got about 15, 20 seconds left. I'm really interested if you have a quick answer to this. Republicans are paying closer attention to the election than Democrats, according to a Gallup poll. Why do you think that is?
Because they're smart. That's why. Because they know it's time for change. That's why. And every poll shows that the country's going in the wrong direction. I always thought, most Republicans, not all. I know some real smart Democrats, but most Republicans really are a higher breed.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. and no argument from us. It is now 8:44 on WML. Thank you, Larry Kudlow.
A former First Lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
Spring is in the air. That means summer's around the corner. Boy, it feels like summer today, finally. And that means rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Yeah, rent-a-state. Did you know that the number of renters rose by 2 million last year? The demand for rentals is soaring. It's just going to get higher, and you are sitting on a cash cow right now with your property. That's right. You can cash in on your home by renting it. Renters Warehouse, D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help. But, you know, to make rent-a-state really work, you need the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. That's all they do. And if you're already a landlord, by the way, you can free up your life by handing over the keys and headaches to Renters Warehouse. You know very well what those headaches are, don't you, landlords? And for those of you who are just considering this, let me tell you, I've done this before. I've had to rent a property from across the country, and it was a nightmare. I wish Renters Warehouse was around back then. They're property management pros who can help you find the perfect renter in 17 days on average, and then they'll manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. Listen, you should just find out how much your home will rent for. Get a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Did you hear Metrorail's having some issues
this morning?
I've heard that. All right. Yeah. Here's the latest. Now, they are still single tracking between Grosvenor and Friendship Heights. They might shorten that to between Grosvenor and Medical Center. Outside of Medical Center, that's where they've had the arcing insulator problem this morning, so they're still working on that. 45 minutes delays, according to Metrorail, so I tack on extra time and expect extra crowding on those trains. Now, second problem this morning has been resolved. They are no longer single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle. They had a track issue outside of Woodley Park. And with that, just to note, a little extra volume on Connecticut Avenue heading toward Woodley Park. If you're coming southbound Connecticut Avenue toward Calvert Street in that vicinity, fire and rescue units were blocking the right side. So that's why we have the extra delays there. Delays on the Beltway because of a crash. If you're trying to get into Forestville on the inner loop of the Maryland Beltway before you get to Route 4, stay to the left to get by to the Wilson Bridge, or delays still before St. Barnabas Road. Leaving Springfield, delays out of Newington to get onto the inner and outer loops of the Beltway. 95, Dale City to Newington, and hang on, 66. Did you hear? We had a long-standing problem. It's now finally gone. Eastbound 66 crashed before the Beltway, but off and on out of Manassas with a big delay still. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Finally, going to kick this low away. We still have clouds and some patchy areas of fog this morning. Passing showers mean maybe a couple of swipes on the wipers for some of us. Most of us probably dry. This afternoon, into the sunshine, 82. Tonight, into the clearing, 62. On a Wednesday, mostly sunny, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It's now 8:47. But you can't fly away unless you can get through the security lines at the TSA security checkpoint. And that has been a problem for a lot of people. The lines are outrageous. And you know, and quite frankly, you would feel a little better about standing in line perhaps if the TSA was actually catching the weapons that were supposed to they're supposed to catch when they're going through the security checkpoint. But, you know, they've done all these tests and they weren't catching the weapons. They missed some, you know, about 99.9% of them.
Yeah, so they're really bad at what they do, and they're inefficient when they do it.
That's That's right.
Well, it's a government agency.
That's right. Well, they have decided now.
I got that one right. You could hear by the little game
ding,
show bell.
Yeah.
Got
a ding, ding, ding.
Got that one right.
Yeah, the TSA's head of security has been fired. His name is Kelly Hogan.
Wow. Wait a minute. Nobody ever gets fired.
Well, they fired him yesterday.
You're fired.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. Fired may be a strong word. Let's say he's been removed from his position.
Okay.
By the way, this is a guy who is doing such a stellar job in the eyes of the TSA that he received $90,000 in bonuses.
And now they fired him.
And now they fired
him. Because there's bad publicity for the lines at
TSA. Well, because somebody's actually paying attention to the TSA right now because the lines are long and Congress is upset and people are screaming and somebody has to go down. So it looks like it's going to be this guy.
All right.
Kelly Hogan. No longer in that position, being replaced by a guy named Darby LaJoy, former head of security operations at the Los Angeles International Airport, John F. Kennedy International Airport. He is his replacement effective immediately, according to emails that have been obtained by Fox News and other news organizations.
Well, I wonder what this guy knows.
I don't know.
What they do there. By the way, in the same memo that announced this guy's firing, they also said that the new guy has driven a renewed agency-wide focus on security effectiveness. A renewed focus on security effectiveness? Mm-hmm. Isn't that sort of the only reason TSA exists? To have security? So TSA is now telling us that security is job one. What were the other jobs up until now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they also have the important job of making sure that grannies get patted down and that little children are looked at and told to take off, all their shoes.
So there's a new story out saying, and according to AAA, that there's going to be more people on the road this Memorial Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
Than in like over 10 years.
Yeah.
And they're saying part of it is gas prices, but the other part is people don't want to deal with TSA.
Yeah, don't want to deal with going to the TSA. And who can blame them?
Is it affecting your travel plans for Memorial Day?
No. I'm going to try.
You're going to try.
I'm going to try.
Good luck. Give us we want a full report on your
I'll
TSA
give you
line
the,
experience.
I'll give you the full report.
All right.
It is now 8:50 on WMAM.
By the way, while you're standing in line at TSA, you should listen to Hamilton the Musical.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A really great cast recording.
Have to turn everything back to Broadway.
No, I'm just saying. I just want you to be entertained.
Did I mention that it's 8:50
on WMAL?
Great American moments have happened on the Mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Three federal laws could reduce gun deaths by more than 90%. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at Boston University looked at the number of gun-related deaths in all 50 states in 2010 and the types of laws that existed in those states in 2009, including restrictive laws like background checks and child access prevention laws, as well as permissive laws like stand your ground. Now, out of the 25 existing state laws they studied, 9 were associated with actually lowering rates of gun-related deaths. The researchers found the biggest impact was for universal background checks, ammunition background checks, and laws around firearm identification, which make it possible to determine the gun that fired a specific bullet. 7 laws didn't seem to have an impact one way or the other on gun-related deaths, and 9 of the laws, believe it or not, were linked to higher rates of gun-related deaths. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make the right assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
It is now 8:55 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 southbound. The crash near 370 cleared out of the travel lanes. Haven't quite cleared this commute, though. And beyond and through Rockville toward the Beltway, stop and go. Interloop in Bethesda, heavy. Interloop, we have big delays trying to get into Forestville, but looks like the crash finally on the shoulder. Interloop southbound as you approach Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue for the scene of the earlier crash. 66 eastbound before the Beltway, accident finally cleared. It was there what seemed like forever. Delays out of Manassas. Metro Rail still expect big delays, at least 45 minutes, still single tracking that red line between Grosvenor and Friendship Heights due to an arcing insulator outside of Medical Center. And as we make our travels between, in the Woodley Park area, they resolved that problem, so they're no longer single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle there. Still residual delays. Update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Finally, going to kick this low away. We still have clouds and some patchy areas of fog this morning. Passing showers mean maybe a couple of swipes on the wipers for some of us. Most of us probably dry. This afternoon, into the sunshine, 82. Tonight, into the clearing, 62. On a Wednesday, mostly sunny, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. It is now 8:56.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Don't strike out with your business internet provider. Comcast Business has the fast, reliable internet your business needs when you need it, which is always. Your business doesn't stop, and Comcast Business is ready to help. Right now, their trained technicians and support staff are standing by, and they'll be there 24/7 to help from installation and beyond. They even offer prompt installation on your schedule, including nights and weekends. Pick up the phone, and you'll get an experienced rep on the line in less than 30 seconds. Go with the internet provider your business can depend on now and in the future. Get the bandwidth you need with a 30-day money-back guarantee installed in about an hour. Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-501-6000. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Restrictions apply.
Here's
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. That's really where the rubber meets the road, because you can keep a system running longer and at peak efficiency if, you hear me, if you keep it clean and calibrated and the like. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. That's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
Well, today's a great day to go outside and just gaze at the sunshine.
Well, some people aren't already done with their work day, Brian Wilson. Oh. So they got to go to...
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to do that.
All right, coming up in 8 hours, we'll have Ed Morrissey talking about his new book, Going Red, about how the Republicans can win. But, you know, who knows? Terry McAuliffe could get arrested again, so we might talk about that. Here comes Chris Plant.
Hey, is that story about Mick Offel in the Washington Post today? It's Metro. Not in the A section.
Metro, yeah.
It's not a front page, not on the front page, not in the A section. Hey, I have good news. The jihad is over. I'll explain why. And did Trump go too far with